This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So while the Congress is looking to start a government-wide probe into the Chinese Communist Party's influence, their attempts to influence and infiltrate into every sector of the United States, Steve Mnuchin trying to put together a buying a coalition to purchase TikTok. I'm telling you, folks, the more things that we look at, the more that they seem to be interconnected. Don't you think so? Folks, it is the Friday edition of the program. We're glad to be with you this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. This is 949-822-7959. We're glad to be here with you. It is Friday. We've made it to Friday again. And Friday has a great feel to it, so we hope that you've got some great things ahead of you here on this Friday. And if you're just sort of moving through or almost ending up your work day here in the overnight hours in America, well, we want to welcome you as well. And thank you, by the way, to our astute listeners, especially in the Tampa area. There's appeared to have been a little bit of a technical issue there with our home station, AM 860, and I see now, I believe that it has been taken care of. Sometimes it's one of those things, especially in live radio, but thank you so much for making sure to let us know about these things. We really do appreciate it, and so especially thanks to Roy, and also thanks to Angie as well. I do appreciate your messages. I appreciate your kind words. And yes, you're always welcome to write in, and we really appreciate it. All right, so folks, here we go. Friday edition, as I said. And, you know, first hour we talked a lot about Chuck Schumer and his very bizarre statements about Israel, the idea that the Netanyahu coalition, as he referred to it, no longer serves the interests of the Israeli people. They are constrained and so on and so forth. And this comes right at a time when the mixed messages that are coming from the Biden administration are really just something to write home about, don't you think? But again, as I was saying first hour, I think that Schumer's statements, the very fact that he's calling for new elections in Israel, that it shows, again, the desperation of the Democrats. They're looking at these polls, too. They're not just looking at the polls that you and I see on a daily basis, but they have their own internal polling, and they also have other ways of gauging what's happening out there, not just for the election, but for Democrats in general. And I do think that they're desperately seeking approval from some of these different groups that more or less approve of what Hamas was doing, or at least in principle, that Israel is a bad actor, that it is oppressive, all this kind of stuff. And it just blows my mind that we're seeing this kind of thing. And again, I think that Mike Johnson's response was also very good. He sort of had a good off-the-cuff response after everything sort of started buzzing about what Schumer had gone in and said. And by him, by Johnson coming out and saying, look, I mean, you know, stop. Don't look like now you're supporting Hamas, you know, and so forth, because Hamas would love nothing more than to have a lot of instability in the Israeli government, to have some indecisiveness at a crucial time when it is time to really put on the gas against Hamas. And by the way, everybody's for humanitarian aid, right? Everybody is for helping non-combatants. Everybody is for protecting the innocent. Everybody is for, you know, traditionally, you know, making sure that non-combatants, women and children are out of harm's way, basically. This is a real pillar of what our society is all about and has been for so long. But at the same time, where are the people that are railing against Hamas? Where are they? You know, by the way, there would be no invasion of Gaza if there was no October 7th surprise attack. There would be no, you know, going into Rafah at this point if there was no October 7th surprise attack. There would be none of this happening if it wasn't for Hamas coming across the border, the grisly acts, the, you know, unspeakable things that were done, and the celebration thereof. Hey, we're finally, you know, turning against the Jews, and we're finally going to get them now, and on and on. You know, when I was growing up in school and you learned about Adolf Hitler and you learned about the Nazis, the Third Reich, you learned about the concentration camps and the systematic industrial scale extermination of people. If I sound angry, it's because I am angry. And we all thought, hey, we have eradicated this. We have eradicated this horrible thing that is just stained human history, right? Now, of course, you always know there are people that harbor racist feelings, or they have these attitudes and so forth. But in terms of what we saw with the Nazis and the wholesale hatred of the Jews, we thought maybe that was going to be confined into the history books. But we were wrong, weren't we? And for Schumer to come out and say what he said isn't a way of trying to put everything back on some path to, quote, normalcy. You tell me, Senator Schumer, what is normal? Is it going to be, oh, by the way, he mentioned, we'll go on to the two-state solution. Do you think for a minute that Hamas wants a two-state solution? Israel has tried to make that happen, but they see that that is never going to be some satisfactory thing to the likes of Iran, Hamas, and all the other Iran-backed proxies. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, Friday edition. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friday edition continues on as we go into the stratosphere and we get a bird's eye view or, astronaut's view of the United States as we broadcast through the overnight hours in America. And one of the great things about this program, of course, is that we are building the program for you, and we love to hear what you think. You can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can also find us via the telephone, 949-822-7959. We want to give a shout-out to our good friends at GCN this morning. And, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we really do appreciate them. And as I mentioned yesterday, I think, on the program, we got some good, great changes coming to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. We're going to have the ability for you to simply click on a live link right there for GCN and then also be able to listen to the program wherever you are throughout the day. If you happen to miss the overnight program, you can listen to the current program repeating until such time as it's time to go live again, and then we'll kick right over, and we'll be live with you right then and there. So, again, really happy about that, ways for you to sort of catch up if you happen to miss the program overnight. But again, we want to thank everybody at GCN very, very much. But welcome to everybody listening to us this morning, AM 860, The Answer, AM 930. We got folks in Denver, of course, all that snow right now for our good friends listening to 710 KNUS. We feel for you. We're with you in spirit. So definitely batten down those hatches And we're glad to everybody listening to us this morning in Seattle, in New York, in Oklahoma. The list goes on. We got that great request for a song earlier from Mesa, Arizona. So we're hitting all these different points around the country, and we're really, really excited about that. And so I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you, because I'll tell you one thing. This is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. It is absolutely my pleasure to come on the program for you as we broadcast six nights a week here on the show. All right. Okay. So we talked a little bit about Chuck Schumer, and we are going to – let me tell you this. We are going to light it up with Denise Simon and also with Frank Silvato as we move through the program this morning, about Schumer and about some of these other things that we're seeing in the news this morning. But this from Breitbart, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Republican out of Kentucky, on Thursday launched a, quote, government-wide probe into the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing attempt to get this, folks, quote, target, influence, and infiltrate every sector and community in the United States, unquote. So, in other words, it's not a very big program, evidently, of course, I jest, because obviously this is something we've been talking about in terms of where the Chinese Communist Party really wants to go. The capabilities, the information gathering that they want to do is unprecedented, and it's especially in a time of in the digital age, as it were, this kind of thing, this soaking up of data, information, combing through that information, or combing through it, I should say, and being able to divine a lot of different very important conclusions. I think that's really something to be concerned about. The probe comes in the wake of Peter Schweizer's new book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turned a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Blood Money landed at number one on the New York Times bestseller list 1 week after its release by HarperCollins. Among several bombshells, Blood Money revealed how the Biden family bagged $5 million from the business partner of the White Wolf, head of the gang involved in the drug trade. And it also exposed how China is involved in the fentanyl crisis throughout North America. This whole thing about Chinese Communist Party infiltrating is incredibly relevant. The Oversight Committee evidently has a responsibility to ensure, this is what Comer said, I believe, has a responsibility to ensure the federal government is taking every action necessary to protect Americans from the CCP's ongoing political warfare. Actions taken by the committee today are just the beginning, and I look forward to a full cooperation from agencies as we work to thwart China's efforts to influence and infiltrate the United States of America. So this is a big deal. And obviously, you know, we had a caller the other night who mentioned about the lack of a better term, the Chinese police stations in the United States. And really what they are, I think they're really for like the secret police. They keep tabs on Chinese nationals. But just the very notion of this kind of operation going on American soil seems to be obviously very antithetical to what our culture and our country is all about. But yet, when you look at authoritarianism, you know, you hear all this stuff about Donald Trump. Oh, he's going to bring about an authoritarian regime, and he's going to be a dictator and so forth. Those on the left and those in the media and those people who are constantly sort of saying that for shock value, for effect, something that keeps a cottage industry going. And really, the anti-Trump thing in many ways is a cottage industry. And I'll tell you this, I'll just say this parenthetically, but do you think for a minute that many on some of these different networks and some of the places, where they write their articles or whatever, they would be overjoyed. They'd be over the moon if Donald Trump won the presidency. And it's not because they would be devastated ideologically. I mean, I don't think they're even worried about that. I think they really, some may be really true believers, and I get that. But others, I think, it's kind of like, oh, this would be great for business. We'll have our niche. We'll have our cottage industry. We'll rail against Trump every single night of the week and tell people how they're living in a nightmare and all this kind of stuff. And on it goes. All the while, you know, they're just kind of like, hey, this is going to be really good. I mean, we're set up at least for the next 4 years, and our ratings will go up, and we'll have our own sort of little clique, as the anti-Trump clique. Something else I heard the other day too. I heard Robert De Niro. I don't have the audio clip up, unfortunately, but Robert De Niro was on with Bill Maher. And he was basically saying, you know, Trump is this, you know, psychopathic narcissist, you know, words to that effect. I'm just paraphrasing him here. But he did say, essentially, you know, if Trump got elected, that somehow he would come looking for Robert De Niro. So he'll come looking for me, and you won't be on the show anymore, you know, indicating Bill Maher. What? Really? That's what you're going with on this? Do you think that with the very specter of nuclear war that Biden is getting us into, because every other darn day we hear something coming out of Russia that talks about nuclear war? Heck, there was somebody the other day said it was a weatherman or something talking to some pro-Putin propagandist host saying the weather's perfect, you know, for a nuclear war. And I'm like, what? And evidently it's because the skies would be clear and the missiles would have no problem finding, you know, Paris and, you know, things like that. I mean, this is crazy time. But every other darn day we hear something coming out of Russia about nuclear war where we can't do anything about the Houthis, right? We can't do anything about China. We can't do anything about the border. Of course we can, but we don't have the leadership to do that. So you tell me that one of the first problems that Donald Trump would have after taking the oath of office, you know, I mean, you know, the situation's so dire. I mean, you probably want to just forego the parades and everything and say, get me to the White House. We have to get to work. And by the way, find me Robert De Niro. I don't think... You know, talk about it. Maybe he thinks he's more important than he is. I don't know. But, you know, who is it? Just out of curiosity, what group of people are trying to politically destroy another candidate, trying to keep them off the ballot, sue them into oblivion? Isn't that what's going on? Huh. Last time I checked. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer says he does defend Israel's right to combat Hamas while condemning civilian casualties. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are we going to have a recession? Are we not going to have a recession? Are they going to cut rates? Are they not going to cut rates? You know, people are just tired of the uncertainty factor, I think, going on. And certainly with some of these inflation numbers that we're seeing, you know, it really does beg the question, you know, will the Fed actually cut rates anytime soon? You know, it seems to me that, you know, you've got this problem because it is an election year. We know that, and we know that in other words, the Fed keeps saying, you know, well, they got to get it down to like 2%. So if they don't hit that mark, you know, are they just going to say, you know, just say, well, that's it, we're not cutting rates? But everybody's waiting for that. The whole economy is, I think. And if they don't cut the rates, you know, I think it's going to be a total disaster. But at the same time, once they do cut the rates, and if there's any movement of the needle, guess what? Biden will say, it's working. Everything we're doing is working. But there was an article yesterday. I mentioned it to Chris Markowski. Hey, you know, things are looking a little bit better, according to the article writer. And saying, you know, they ought to resurrect the Bidenomics term, you know, because, hey, you know how they put that term away? It's kind of Bidenomics. The term Bidenomics went the way of the dodo bird, the same thing as transitory inflation. And, but of course, you know, just any little infinitesimal change. Well, maybe we could bring it back. We need something. We need something to tell the American people, says the Biden administration or Biden campaign. And what they don't want to tell the American people is Trump was right. Yeah, well, pretty much if we would have done the stuff Trump was doing, we'd probably be okay. And probably be sailing to re-election at this point. But, of course, they would never do that because you have to get rid of all things Trump. You have to get – if Trump would have been giving, aid to any reasonable cause or something, they'd say, no, they can't do that. Trump was doing that. They're a bunch of MAGAs over there. You know, it's – oh, my gosh. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. That long sort of introduction into this segment. But we're glad to be with you here this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number. KyleWarrenShow.com is my home website. You can head over there if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And, again, we appreciate hearing from Roy this morning, also from Angie as well. We've heard from Driver Ron and also, of course, from Richard the Marine already this morning. So thank you, one. Thank you all. We appreciate it. And, I do want to tell you, Steven Mnuchin, this from the Wall Street Journal, former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's putting together a consortium to try and buy TikTok as a bid to divorce the popular social media platform from its Chinese owners. It's gathering momentum in Congress, evidently. Mnuchin, who has long crusaded against Chinese ownership of the app, didn't specify how he might buy the business, which could be valued at more than $100 billion. But his comments show that there could be a forced sale. Interest would likely be high in a platform that boasts more than 170 million U.S. users. I got to tell you, it's beyond me, but I'm not exactly sure. But I know a lot of people are getting rich off of TikTok. They have their channels, their accounts. Sometimes it's a little risque. Well, let's put it at that. But for some reason, this is just a booming thing. And it's not so much just that. I mean, there's other things having to do with animals or sort of comedy sketches or things like that. But so certainly there's going to be some resistance if TikTok was banned altogether. But that being said, we still don't want to have something like that soaking up information where the Chinese Communist Party is able to house it and to go through it and to have some kind of advantage because of it. I mean, this is a real deal. And so much so that the government, right, has banned TikTok on its devices, unless you're the Biden campaign, in which case you got to go join TikTok because you're desperately afraid of those young people out there who you're trying to get to and trying to make sure that, you appear to be cool. that's another. I don't know what's the current term for being super cool. I don't know. I think super cool kind of covers it. So you know exactly what I mean. Mnuchin said on CNBC Thursday morning, I think the legislation should pass and I think it should be sold. It's a great business and I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok. The House this week voted to approve a bill that would ban TikTok from web hosting services and app stores in the U.S. if its Chinese owner ByteDance doesn't divest itself of the business. So stay tuned on this. That's a lot of money. But we'll definitely see, and I do think that, probably eventually get sold here, as opposed to just having an outright ban. It feels like that would be where this is going to land, ultimately. This from the New York Post, the Federal Reserve's path to cutting interest rates, as I was talking about later this year, just got a bit more complicated thanks to fresh data showing that inflation continues to remain stubbornly high while the job market is staying hot. The producer price index, which measures wholesale inflation, rose 0.6% in February, the Labor Department said on Thursday, doubling the 0.3% forecast from Dow Jones and a 0.3% gain registered in January. The core PPI, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.3%, outstripping estimates who forecast 0.2% increases, according to the data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Early in the week, the federal government reported that the main inflation gauge, that's the consumer price index, rose 3.2% last month versus a year earlier, above January's 3.1% annual pace. The stronger than expected CPI numbers has effectively, hold on to something, shut the door on the possibility of an interest rate cut before June. Fed policymakers are likely to leave the policy rate in the range of 5.25 to 5.5 when they meet next week. Economic observers are now bracing for the February data on the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, so that's the PCE, the Fed's preferred gauge of where inflation is headed. PCE data is expected to be unveiled later this month, though experts warn that another strong number could make policymakers at the central bank think twice about cutting rates. In other words, folks, don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up. Because obviously this is, but people, they want the interest rates cut. It's one of those things that there's a tipping point in prices, whether you're buying a hamburger or whether you're buying a house, right? And a lot of people will say, I just will feel foolish, right, if I go and get such a high interest rate mortgage. Sometimes you don't have a choice. You know, you have to move, or you have to move for your job, or whatever it is the case may be. And you have to buy a car. You know, this kind of thing. If you don't have to buy a car, people aren't. But if you have to buy a car, well, then you have to deal with the interest rates. You know, it just has to be. So that's why some of that keeps churning. But if you want to see a real flood happen of activity, then you'd want to see these rates be cut. I would argue that, going ahead and having the rates cut to stimulate things might be something good as well. But we will see. Stay tuned. This from Newsweek. The district attorney in Donald Trump's election case, fraud case in Georgia, may be facing perjury charges this week. That's right, Fannie Willis. Judge Scott McAfee is expected to rule by the end of the week on whether Fannie Willis should be removed from the Trump trial or even face perjury charges as a result of her relationship with Nathan Wade, the chief prosecutor in the Trump case. Trump and his co-accused claimed that Willis only appointed Wade to the case because they were in a relationship. Now, don't hold your breath, folks. I think that's the reality of the situation. It's less likely that she would be removed. But certainly when you throw in this thing of possible perjury, that does up the ante. Under normal circumstances, I think it would be very, very unlikely she would be removed. But certainly if she does end up facing perjury charges, well, that's a game changer. It's not only a game changer for her involvement in the Trump trial, but it also would help to delegitimize the whole thing. So, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are going to come right back. We got another great song lined up, and we'll be talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Stay right there. We are moving along the Friday edition.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, it really is mind-boggling. Some of these things that we're seeing with Chuck Schumer, and we'll talk more about that with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes when we welcome her to the program this morning. And also we'll get Frank Salvato's take on it as well, among other things this morning. But folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here on this Friday morning edition of the show. And we've reached the part of the program where we love to play another song. We've got a great song this morning. Keep you going, keep your blood pumping, and send you off into your weekend. We believe that this will help send you off into your weekend with a smile. And we've got a great song. We've never played this one before. I'm positive of it. But it's going to get back now. In first hour, we had a great request, Cara Mia from Jay and the Americans, going all the way back to 1965. Well, this goes back to, I believe, 1976, a gentleman named Jeff Lynn. And his band, his group, a little group called the Electric Light Orchestra, or ELO for short. And it's a pretty cool song. It's a cool rocker. And this is a song that I remember from when I was a Ute, and that was this song called Do Ya. What? I think we got it going there. There it is. There we go. ELO. Traveling Wilbury, by the way, with George Harrison and Tom Petty and Bob Dylan, and you know, I got to tell you, I really like this track. I really do. It is absolutely just it just goes. I just love it. And also, one of my favorite things about ELO has always been. I mean, you hear how those string elements. You know, they just kind of sneak in, and they're just integrated. And I just always thought it was amazing. And this is what made Jeff Lynne so amazing. You know, to be able to bring these elements together, just on a par with some of the greatest producers and some of the greatest bands. And so, really, I think he's very underrated in that sense. I saw recently. There's a lot of great YouTube videos and so forth. The ELO doing a concert at the O2 Arena in recent times, recent years, and just the level of musicianship and the level of production and everything that they were even able to achieve for that is just really over the top. So I wanted to bring that to you today because that is a cool song. If you're driving along listening to that song, people will probably think you've lost your mind because... It is, you just got to sing along. It is that cool. And it's kind of very, very unique rock song, that is for sure. Well, here in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Definitely want to get her take on what's happening with this Trump judge decision in the documents case, the dismissal motion that was made, but of course it was denied. But it can be brought back at some other time, we understand. And then also what's going on, the latest with TikTok, and then, of course, what Chuck Schumer had to say, which I think a lot of people are just really finding unconscionable at this juncture. And, again, I just think it shows the desperation on the part of the Democrats who just don't know how to stop this sort of tailspin that they have. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. The Democrats still have a very formidable position coming into this election. It's going to be a very, very difficult time indeed for President Trump as now the presumptive nominee. So there is no cakewalk involved in this at all. You're going to have to really, really fight for the cake. And folks, somebody who does fight, not just for cake, we're pretty sure, but for the truth and justice and the American way, all that great stuff. We've got our own Super Denise Simon with us this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. First off, what did you think about Chuck Schumer and his statements about the Netanyahu government no longer serves the interests of the Israeli people?
Obvious to me that he is getting campaign funding and a lot of pressure from Palestinians.
Well, I agree. I think that there's so much pressure going on, and they are so concerned with the support level and the dwindling poll numbers that, I mean, honestly, to go out and make that kind of statement in the middle of a war, it would be like saying, we just don't like Winston Churchill. We think that, you know, England's going the wrong way here, and we have no confidence in what they're doing over there.
It's really outrageous to me because it actually says, and remember that Samantha Power, head of USAID, was kind of coming out with the same thing earlier in the week. But it just says, we don't care what Hamas is doing. You know, Netanyahu is being way too aggressive in Gaza.
Well, I think a good response to that would be, well, how aggressive, what's the limit of the aggressiveness that you would be happy with at that point? What does it mean to eradicate Hamas? And Hamas puts their own people in harm's way, for goodness sakes. Hamas could care less. In fact, I think they want to have high body counts.
Well, he didn't, I would also argue that Schumer didn't say anything about releasing American hostages, did he?
Right. Well, I guess you don't want to infuriate them too much, I guess, at that point, you know.
He's got his issues now with his both sides of the aisle in the Senate after what he said.
Oh, yeah, big time. And Mike Johnson had a great response. I tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're starting to climb up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to come right back after your top of the hour news. Get updated on everything. Come back and talk about everything with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.